Thank you. And just to reiterate that, that is also what is in paragraph 3 of document number 12 in the actual amendment modification to Article 3 bis. Maybe I should put that on the screen as well, just to complicate things even further. We will come back to this in more detail, of course, when we discuss document 12. As you can see in paragraph, we'll go a bit bigger as well. In Article 3 bis, it's separated into a separate paragraph here, but it speaks, of course, also in paragraph 3 of are established to facilitate international rail passenger travel through the provision of common services and facilities to passengers and operators. So, if I may go back when I find it to document number 9. And if you will permit me, I will write sorry, you're absolutely right. And I've just put a place marker there to do that, and then of course I will do it afterwards when, well, before tomorrow morning in any case, but this is, would be the amendment to this first page of the document. This first page of this document was, sorry, Mr. Chair, then I'll finish my explanation. This first page of the document was really aimed as an introduction to what is included in the annex by having this definition, but you're absolutely right that this is not 100% exactly what was in what is in the amendment proposal that's in document 12. So it will be corrected to reflect this. This first page will not appear in the actual amendment modification, which is included in 12. It is, as I said, it's background information, and it is correct in, well, I hope it's correct. We will come back to that when we get to document 12. I think it is correct in the amendment proposal in document 2023-12. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't know if there are any other comments in relation to this.